Today on Gardening in a Minute, earthworms in the landscape. Of all the creatures in your garden to worry about, the earthworm is not one of them. Earthworms are an important part of healthy soils. As they travel through the soil, they feed on organic matter and convert it into rich humus called worm castings. Their activities enhance the decomposition of organic matter and contribute to the makeup of the soil. Earthworm burrows aerate the soil and provide paths for roots to grow and water to filter. There are lots of different kinds of earthworms, and they're all beneficial. To encourage earthworms in the landscape, use organic mulch to build up the amount of organic matter. You can also try your hand at vermicomposting to get rid of kitchen scraps and reap the benefits of worm castings. For more information on earthworms and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Oriental Persimmon. Oriental persimmons were introduced to Florida in the mid-1800s and have been enjoyed ever since. This light orange to red fruit is best grown in central and north Florida. Persimmons are classified as astringent or non-astringent. Astringent cultivars must be completely ripe and soft before they're suitable for eating. Non-astringent types can be eaten when fully ripe or while still firm. Persimmon fruits ripen from August to December. Plant your oriental persimmon in full sun. It'll do best in a well-drained soil with a slightly acidic to neutral pH. Persimmons can withstand short periods of drought, but do best with regular watering, and most trees do well with a minimum amount of fertilizer. Persimmon trees can also be trained as hedges or even espaliers. For more information on this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter annuals. In Florida, we're lucky to have flowers throughout the year, and certain annuals that are usually planted during the summer in other places can be planted in the winter here. Add organic matter to our sandy soils for best success. Place winter annuals in full sun and water thoroughly after planting. For striking visuals and biggest impact, limit the varieties and colors of flowering plants you choose. Popular winter annuals include pansies and violas, both of which have edible flowers. Deadheading or removing old blooms will keep them setting new buds. Snapdragons, petunias, and alyssum are other popular winter choices. Check out University of Florida recommended plant list to help you choose varieties of these and other cool season annuals. For more information on winter annuals and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fountains. Most people find the sound of running water relaxing and enjoyable. Fountains add a cool feeling to the garden and can come in all shapes and sizes. You can incorporate a fountain into your existing water garden, whether it's a small container, a barrel, or a large pond. You can also purchase a standalone feature or a battery-powered tabletop model. Your fountain can take the form of a waterfall cascading down stones to a small pool or a gentle bubbling flow. Fountain pumps require electricity or solar power to recirculate the water. Pumps and other components can be purchased from garden centers and hardware stores. The possibilities for your garden fountains are endless. Just follow your imagination. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden equipment. While yard work can be therapeutic and rewarding, it's called work for a reason. There are lots of ways you can make it easier on yourself. Having the right garden tools can really make a difference to your back and save you time. A garden cart is very helpful for any gardener moving leaves, rocks, and mulch around the landscape. Choose a durable one that's easy to maneuver even when full. A power rotary tiller can be useful for turning the soil of large plots and adding organic matter. A pruning saw can make trimming branches and limbs a cinch, but should be handled carefully. Look for quality tools that will last a long time, and your gardening chores will seem less like work. For more information about garden equipment and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.